this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore.
That's right, America. We're not gonna take it anymore. And we've got one of my favorite seasoned citizens here, Bob Graham, on the phone with us. And he's talking about a way of that we're not gonna take it anymore. We're gonna fight back. And it all sprang out of that phony debate, that faux debate on CNN, where out of about an hour and a half, they gave Ron Paul maybe 7.5 minutes, very few questions directed to him, all basically ignored, shuffled to the sidelines. And I got Bob ticked off, and he decided, well, you know, what else is going on? Wanted to write letters to the editor, and he's finding out his local newspaper aren't publishing his letters after the open invitation to send letters. And Bob, let me get this straight. Just recently, is it that the editor of the paper told you they're not going to publish any more of your letters?
Oh, that's what when he called me on the phone, he told me. He said, don't bother sending them in. I'm not going to publish them. So I said, what, you're not going to do what? So I wrote a letter to his boss, okay? Because you know what? If you as an American sit there and take them putting their foot on your neck, what do you think they're going to do next? They're going to jump on your stomach,
yeah.
All right? And I am not going to take it anymore. Hey, you got a great commercial on there, somebody sponsoring your show with the gold and silver, and your people better get out there and start buying that stuff, because I swear you're going to see $2,000 an ounce gold. It's got to be. They can't come along and print and send a check out to everybody for $1,000 or $1,200 like they want to do and then expect, you know, that's going to help. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Let me get back to your thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. That debate, Ron Paul sat there like I would have never sat there like that.
Yeah,
he did.
Patient.
He took it. And then finally he let it go. And he let it go beautifully because he said, you guys are crazy. You're talking about who shot John and where and how and who was the first one with to say about the war and to do this and that. He says, we got terrible problems in this country, and you two are arguing about who was first in doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that was beautiful, and you know
but,
why?
But doesn't that illustrate, though, the division we have in this country between those of us who believe in the constitutional principles and those who believe in something entirely different?
Oh, yeah. That's why I want people to go after people. Don't go after the government. Don't go after the IRS. Go after the agent.
Go after the agent. Absolutely.
That person's an American, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's the one who's perpetrating the crime.
Stupid paper. Is he an American? Can you just picture this now?
Hang on a second, Bob. Hey, Bob, hang on. We got a little break, and then we're going to have some more time. So just you know, hang in there.
Go ahead.
Keep this theme, because it's an important theme, everybody. Go after the one who's causing the problem, not the boss at the top. The one who's actually turning the thumbscrews. That's the problem. Hang on, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate, Fred Smart here with Bob Graham. Bob, you know, what you're talking about reminds me of my favorite quote by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It goes like this. How we burned in the prison camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every police operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive? If during periods of mass arrests, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understanding that they had nothing to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people armed with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt.
And who in God's name would want to take that job after a couple of them happened?
Exactly. Now, we're not talking about setting upon people with axes and, and hammers. We're talking about, though, going after the people who actually do this stuff. People, for you know, remember, the Nuremberg argument doesn't hold. I'm just doing my job. Well, I have to feed my family. I have to persecute you, put your family in harm's way to take care of my own. Well, that's a declaration against me or you. And this is, in effect, this is why it's completely legitimate to go after the lower-level minions, the guy who's actually turning the thumbscrews, or the guy who's saying, I'm not going to print your opinion because I don't like it.
Well, that's why I put it up on my blog. And I think everybody, I'll know how many people are going to do this because I'll see how many people hit the blog.
It's let's talk about that right away. Here, folks, it's real simple.
www.
You just need to put in Bob Graham, and that's Graham like in Graham Cracker, right?
Right.
Yeah, bobgraham.blogspot.com. Or you can go to his website, and that is,
www.feartheirs.com.
Right, it looks like fear theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, it literally is just the words, fear the IRS. And if your eyes play tricks on you, it looks like fear theirs.
And don't forget, hit the flash. It gets you in the mood.
There you go.
Because when you
That's
see
right.
that IRS agent knocking at the door, just imagine him knocking at your door.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bob, I think this is a great idea. I want to kind of refine a little bit more, but I'm telling you, I think this is a great freedom shenanigan. I don't know if you've gone to my blog spot.
I put it on the blog. Can you just imagine if over 100 Americans did the same thing to their local editors to start with?
Well, Bob, listen, I have a blog spot called Freedom Shenanigans, and I think this idea is going to be Freedom Shenanigan number 20.
Okay.
We're going to have 20 Freedom Shenanigans that people can do. You know, I'm all about seizing liberty. And let's do the things that they don't like us to do because, why? It bugs them, and secondly, it gets attention, and it helps to put a spotlight on the things that they're doing that are wrong.
And can you just imagine if this guy in a courtroom has to pull out his wallet and give you $7,900 or $8,100 and take it out of his pocket and give it to you and hand it to you right then and there? Is he going to be happy? Oh, do you think he'll ever do that again? Do you?
Well, I think just the process of even getting to the point of going to court may start to straighten up some of these editors. Now let's just think, though, in terms of something on the other hand, Bob, of blowback.
Yeah,
what would be the reaction? What if, then, we did do this? All these papers then decided to change their editorial policies that they are putting out there in front of the public, part of their invitation.
They're not going to do that because they want to delude the public into thinking they're fair and that they're not biased.
Yeah.
I don't really care at this point because you know what? Before 2 years ago, this newspaper that I'm talking about had a circulation of 82,000 circulation.
Yeah.
Today they're down to 62,000, and they keep putting on more controls and more controls. Do you know what they put on the front page of the paper? They put on that from now on, your paper will be delivered into your driveway. Well, you know what?
Hey,
pay the delivery guy like $20 every 6 months to put it up by my door. Now, why are they going to take that $20 from this guy every 6 months?
Aren't you still free to personally have a private contract with your delivery guy so that in the morning instead of just...
Ever since the article's been in the paper and then they've published it almost every day, my paper is still at my front door.
Well, see, if you're going to tip... Now, I know this because I did newspaper deliveries for many years. I was an assistant manager at a news agency where we delivered all the major newspapers in the Chicago area, and I had to learn like 30 different motor routes for the particular area because I had to fill in for guys who would call in, 2 o'clock in the morning saying they couldn't make it because they were sick or whatever.
I understand
completely the motor route driver's position, and there were a lot of people who paid an extra tip to the delivery guy to get out of the car and walk it up and put it inside their storm door or put it up on the porch.
I don't request that. All I request is that he hit it near the porch near the door so that I can go out there in my gotchies and get it.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right.
Well,
that's all I'm interested in.
Why don't you work a private contract with the guy?
I did.
Oh, well, then you're set.
And he's still putting it up by the door. But you know what? All I'm saying to you is that this newspaper is trying to get everybody. They're trying to cut this guy out of his money. And I told him, I said, you know what, buddy? I said, as long as you put the paper up by the door, you got the tip. Don't worry about it.
Well, there you go, Bob. Hey, Fred, you got anything to jump in on here? We got some other stuff to
Bob, thank you so much. We're going to be following this story, Bob. We appreciate you having your voice back on the air here after a couple weeks' absence. So thank you so much for coming on. We're going to Bob is expecting our call, Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation, any minute here. So, Bob, sounds good. Keep fighting, okay?
I got one other thing I'd like to throw out.
Real quick, Bob.
Okay. I was floored when I found out it was in the paper that 2,100 GIs have killed themselves.
Oh, yeah, the whole GI suicide thing, yeah.
This is awful.
It's disgusting.
This is awful. And you know what? They're not taking care of these guys?
No.
It's no wonder that Ron Paul's getting more contributions from the servicemen.
Yeah. Bob, you know how you can tell when Bush and company are lying?
Their lips are moving.
There you go, buddy. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
We will be back in touch with you, and you're going to be Freedom Shenanigan number 20. Thanks,
beautiful.
Bob.
Don't forget, tell them to go on that to get the stuff off the Internet.
Right. We'll do that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, Fred, boy, he's as irascible as ever, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
What a great guy. I got to tell you, I love his T-shirts.
Yeah, he's great. Tim, just a little more backdrop. The recount in New Hampshire has been continuing this past week. Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation has been there, along with Eric Newhouse we had on last week, and Albert Howard, who is the candidate for president who asked for the recount. And Bev Harris, I think, has been there all week, along with some other folks. But we had the story of this gentleman, Walter Reddy, who's a volunteer, chasing this white van 95-plus miles an hour through some pretty treacherous terrain. So Bob will be coming on in a minute here. We're going to get his phone number here and give him a call. And the recount, there's just a lot of documentation that I think is going to surprise a lot of people all over the country. And Bob, who's a stickler for detail, will be giving us all the latest details.
Okay, great. I'm happy. I'll be happy to talk with Bob again. Find out Bob Schultz this time,
Bob Schultz,
and gentlemen, not Bob Graham. But I do want to remind everybody, go to Bob Graham's website. You can either go to bobgraham.blogspot.com or you can go to his website, feartheirs.com, and get all the information on this. And, of course, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. And we will be.
Tim, I don't know if you want to mention Wesley Snipes. Everybody should be aware that.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. But yeah, if people haven't been listening, Wesley Snipes was acquitted of all but three of the misdemeanors, and the misdemeanors were basically that he did not file. It wasn't that he was willful. None of the felonies. The 16 years, he stands to face 1 year for each count on the misdemeanor, so he could get up to 3 years, but it may not be likely. I think the saddest part of the whole thing, Fred, though, is that Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane
and the other gentleman just kind of shuffled off to the side. They got convicted on the felonies.
Yeah.
And
And he did not appear in court like Ed and Elaine didn't.
Yeah. And it's the whole thing is just sad, but it's good that at least the high profile guy, the IRS, you know, they were able to save face with this kind of a conviction. You know, because they can still say, well, see, you're supposed to file, all right? You didn't think you had to, and you were sincere, so you can't be convicted of willfulness, but you still had to file, and you didn't, so you were convicted. You know, it's just more of the same crap from these federal fascists. Anyway, we'll be back, folks, in 3 minutes. And I hope we got Bob Schultz coming up here talking about New Hampshire.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties.
That's right, everybody. We want our liberties. We want our freedoms back. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to just keep on fighting as best as we can. And the reason we have to really, really step up our resistance verbally and physically and with our presence is because if we can't turn this back peaceably, folks, what else is left? And we don't want to go there. We really, really don't want to go there. I was watching something the other day on, I think it was one of these travel things, I think with Michael Palin on one of the travel, on maybe it was on the Travel Channel, where he was visiting what used to be Yugoslavia. He was in Sarajevo, and they were seeing how Sarajevo has come back from, you know, the Balkan Wars, you know, when Yugoslavia started to break up between Serbia and Bosnia and Herzegovina and Montenegro and all the tumultuousness that occurred there in the Balkans, and they had flashbacks to the time of that whole civil, or actually uncivil, uprising between these peoples, and how Sarajevo, where at one time, you know, was a place where it was an Olympic village. It was the site of Winter Games one year. I remember watching that as a kid, and they went out on a landmine searching mission just to find where all these landmines had been planted. And one of the guys who was going out looking for them had been one of the military guys who had been involved in planting landmines. And Michael Palin asked him, he says, you know, why? What did you think about it at that time? He says, hey, we were just trying to survive. And they talked about how the town has been slowly coming back and being once again a center of commerce and a center of people being able to come together and have a good time and enjoy being with each other. But it was hell for a while. And ladies and gentlemen, if we can't get things straightened out in this country peaceably, there will be. It may not be our generation. It may be our kids' generation. But people are people, and history repeats itself. Because we are people and we don't change that much, there can come a time where your downtown area is now burned out holes. We don't want that to happen. That's why we need people, their boots on the ground, their shoes on the ground, being involved, helping Bob Graham, helping Bob Schultz, helping Ron Paul, so that we don't have this worst-case scenario occur for our children and our grandchildren. So anyway, with that in mind, we got some more stuff going on. And I understand we got Bob Schultz on the line. Bob, welcome. Tim here. How are you?
Hi, Tim. Well, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Fred, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm
on. Good.
Tim, I don't want to keep butted in, but I've been on the whole time. So,
okay.
Hi, Bob.
That's great. Well, listen, okay. Fred, I'm going to let you take it away because I got to get a drink here.
Okay.
I've been doing all this talking.
Okay.
Bob, all welcome right. to the program. Welcome to Seize Liberty. I'm looking forward to hearing about the New Hampshire shenanigans.
Yep, yeah, well, thanks, Bob, for coming on. Bob, we had you on a week ago, and this story seems to get better and better with each passing day, and you must be having a field day with documenting more and more with each passing day the inconsistencies of our electoral voting system, not just in New Hampshire, but the implications for us all across the country as it relates to the grounded research and the law and the right to petition that the foundation really wants to bring to light across America, the right to not only have our vote, cast our vote, but to have it counted accurately and fairly. You must be, compared to a week ago, on much firmer ground with more documentation of and evidence of this, these inconsistencies.
Yeah, it gets, you're right, Fred. It gets more interesting by the day. Well, first of all, many thanks to all of the volunteers who are now showing up each day to assist Albert Howard on this recount. These are observers who aren't being paid, who are taking their time away from their families and work and so forth, and they're driving to Concord, and they're starting their work by 9 o'clock every morning and taking a break for lunch, but then working till 4, 5, or 6 in the evening. So it's a big difference this week. It went much better.
Now, earlier in the week, we were kind of shorthanded, but as late Monday, Tuesday, we started to get the body showing up, right?
Yes. The calls went out, and people responded, and it's just been night and day, the difference. And so it makes it a lot easier on the observers that we had, you know, instead of one person trying to keep up with two state employees who are flinging these ballots at them and
hang on, Bob. We're going to take a break here for 2 to 3 minutes. We'll have you back on to close out the show. Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation talking about the updates on the New Hampshire recount in a minute.
Yeah, stick with us, folks, as we got another half hour left. So this is going to be good.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, everybody, we're back. And, Fred, we've got Bob Schultz on, one of my favorite people, one of my personal heroes, somebody who stood up and is trying to do as best as possible following the principles of passive resistance. Not even so much passive. I think you're pretty aggressive, Bob, but we're not talking violence here. We're talking about using real nonviolent force, force of opinion, force of numbers, force of ideas. I think it's great, Bob.
Well, it's just truth. We're standing truth on the Constitution. Well, let's talk about kind of a couple of the issues that arose in New Hampshire this week. First of all, the recount's underway, and we're getting results all the time. And clearly the numbers show that you don't want to use machines to count the votes, that they are they err far more frequently than humans do when they count the votes. And the error is much greater when you use machines. If the humans err, they're almost perfect. If they're undercounting or overcounting, it's usually by one or 2 at most votes, whereas when the machines undercount or overcount, it could be by the dozens. And in any event, so that's going well. We're gathering all the data points. We'll analyze it as soon as the recount is finished, and we'll have something to say about that. Well, the issues that arose this week, though, as the count continues, were interesting. First of all, we learned that we asked if there were towns that were having problems with their machines on primary day. You got to understand, the state doesn't offer anything. You have to ask and pull the information out of them. But they said yes, and we asked. let me remind everybody first that New Hampshire is just a great laboratory because everybody votes on paper. Everybody marks paper. 20% of those papers get counted by hand. 80% of those papers get counted by machines. And the machines that count them are all of one type. They're optical scan, basically Diebold machines. So it's a great laboratory. And the word was that we asked the state if they had a contract with Diebold or with LHS. LHS is the company, single company, that programs all of the machines, and it is the company that gets called if a machine is breaking down or giving some community trouble on election day or primary day. So they said, no, the state does not have a contract. The state just certifies the machine. They choose the machine that can be used in the state, and then it's up to the towns to decide whether they want a hand count or machine count. And it's up to the towns to sign a contract or not, a service contract, once they buy the machines, a service contract with this company called LHS. And so we learned that the state did not have a contract. And I said, are you aware of the problems that the towns had? And they said, yes. And I said, how come you're aware if you don't have a contract with LHS? And they said, well, we had heard that there were problems, and we asked LHS to tell us what those problems were. And we received a fax with problems with 21 machines. And I said, do you think that they informed you of all of the problems? And they said, well, we don't know. So I asked if we could have a copy of the facts and the reports that came in from the LHS. And they said we would have to ask for it because it's not part of the recount. We would have to request it under the state's right to know law. The equivalent of a Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah.
And so we prepared a letter and delivered it, and late yesterday they gave me the all the reports that the state received about service calls that LHS responded to in the various towns, and we'll be releasing those pretty soon, certainly as part of our report. But it's, I mean, I was a ship's engineer, and I supervised a lot of maintenance on everything on these big ships that, you know, just crossed the ocean. And if I ever submitted a maintenance report like one of these, I'd have been fired. it would be funny. It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic, but you'll see what we're referring to. For instance, the very first one, the problem was, it had not counted 550 ballots. On another situation, you don't know how long the machine was out of service until they finally, you know, got something going. But then they said they moved the count back to 155. It's kind of like, you know, a football game, and there's an argument going on in the last few seconds of the game, when, you know, the last minute or so, when seconds really count. And then somebody says, well, you know, the clock should have stopped. You forgot to stop the clock. And so they back the clock, you know, they take 12 seconds off the clock or something of that sort. So they did that in one of these. And they take these memory cards out and they switch them from machine to machine. They burn new ones. It gives you an insight as to, it's another side of this task that we have. It's our job, as far as I'm concerned, is to determine, get enough information to determine just how well these machines performed. And this, of course, is an important factor of how well the machines performed, not just the numbers that were reported, the votes that were reported for each candidate on primary night and the recount numbers, but also what happened in the towns themselves and in these precincts as these machines failed for one reason or another. And you get the idea when you review these reports from LHS that there were a whole lot of votes that simply were not counted. You walk away with that idea. So we have that. Also, there's renewed pressure, Albert and Walter Reddy are putting on the state to have, when ballots are printed by the state and are sent to the towns, not all of them get used. There are a lot of unused or what they call uncast ballots. And in many of these ballot boxes that were opened for the recount, there were stacks of these unused ballots. And on tape, I interviewed the Secretary of State about these. And I said, well, what's the procedure here in the state? Do you account for every ballot that you print? And they said, no. And I said, well, some boxes have some. And he said, nope, it's entirely up to the towns whether they send them back to us or whether they do something else with them. Rather remarkable. So the Secretary of State was saying that he, by law, is required to count the ballots that were cast. Counting ballots that were uncast is not part of his responsibility. So I walked him through a potential scenario, hypothetical situation where that would take advantage of these unused ballots, blank ballots, but somebody with evil intent could fix a vote and switch numbers around. And only when I explained it to him step by step did he understand. We've already uncovered fraud, scattered fraud in the state, which is another issue. So it's not that the people out there in the towns were not fraudulent. We know they already are. Some of them were committed fraud. So here is another hypothetical example, and I'll walk you through briefly as I can, the scenario involving why it's important to account for all these unused to account for all ballots, whether they're used or not.
Well, yeah, because I can understand why is that if they only have so many people available, it's a way of making sure that there weren't extra ballots tossed into the situation.
Yeah, here's the situation. Here's the example that I discussed with him, and only, when I got to the punchline at the end, did he understand
where
we were coming from and why it's important to account for all the ballots. We said, suppose there's you ship 1,000 ballots to some town, and for purposes of this example, let's say there are only two candidates on the ballot, McCain and Ron Paul. And let's say that the machine or the people counting the vote, either way, they count 400 votes for McCain and 100 votes for Ron Paul. But those are the actual numbers. And let's say then that there are no spoiled ballots, none that were rejected, no anomalies. So you got 500 extra ballots that weren't used. What's to keep somebody from taking 50 of those unused ballots and marking them for McCain, putting them with the rest of the ballots, and removing from that stack of actual ballots that were cast 50 votes for Ron Paul? So
right.
The total number of votes is the same, 500, only now it's 450 for McCain and only 50 for Ron Paul. He says, yeah, but you got machines, that accounted the results. That we got a slip of paper here that the machines said 500. And I said, no.
He's not getting it at that point, is he?
Yeah, I said, these 450 and 50, they could have the machine that we're talking about actually had 450 and 50, not the actual, you know, they reported 450 and 50, not the actual vote of 400 and 100. I hope you're not losing this, but...
I think we understand.
And they never anticipated. They programmed the machine to shift 50 votes, you know, from, say, this guy Ron Paul to this guy John McCain, and that's what was reported to you, not the actual vote, but what was fixed, what was reported to you, never anticipating a recount. And only with the news of the recount, you know, did they take, or even before, you know, the news of the recount, you take 50 of these unused ballots and you mark them for McCain and you remove 50 for, you put them in there and you take 50 out for Ron Paul and you report 450 and 50.
So what was his response, Bob?
And then at that point, he got it. He said, okay, I see it. Okay. But still, he was digging in his heels, not wanting, I said, look, Albert and I, we agreed that they should begin to count the unused ballots. I mean, we're not going to go back to the counties that have already been finished. Let's start counting these unused ballots that are in these boxes. But more importantly, let's get a count from you. Let's get numbers from you, the Secretary of State. How many ballots did you actually print?
There you go.
And you used a printer in Massachusetts. You have an invoice from him for so many ballots, and then how many did you send to each town? Let's start with that.
Yeah, we're talking Bob, we're talking simple accounting.
Yeah.
You know, well, even if you looked at each ballot as $1 and approached it from an accounting point of view, it's easier to understand.
Yeah, yes. So at the end of the day, we typed a letter for Albert to sign, and he delivered it to the Secretary of State. And he said, well, I'm just going to write on here that the law says I just have to count, you know, the votes cast. I can't get into these investigations or anything
like
that.
Oh, a signing statement, huh?
Yeah, right. So he said, I said, well, rather than a response from you, because you're not a lawyer, why don't you discuss this with the Attorney General and see what he has to say before you respond? And so I think first thing Monday morning we'll have a response, and who knows? They may decide to go ahead. It's going to be because they know this letter is already out on the Internet. I mean, once it was delivered, it goes out on the Internet. So they know everybody knows about the issue. And it's kind of hard for them to say, no, we don't really have to account for all the ballots. I mean, that's kind of a dumb position, an embarrassing position, you know, for them to take. And they now know everybody knows about this issue.
Sure, because if we're able to account for all the ballots and all the recorded votes of these ballots and the unused something, if there's something going on, it's not going to tally up at the end. The bottom line will not tally up.
Well, we got to keep the pressure. I mean, we got to look at all of these. I mean,
now this is significant.
None of us have any experience with this, but we're learning every day. And this is, you know, it's been a long, long time before there's, you know, there's been a statewide recount, and here, as I say, we have this excellent laboratory.
It's small, it's contained, and it's reflective of every other state, and this kind of crap's been going on since at least 2000.
Yeah, this is the machine they're all gravitating towards, these optical scan machines with a paper trail. But look at all the problems. So if there's information that's going to come out of this recount that clearly says, hold it, we don't come anywhere near perfection when we count votes by machine. We're much better off counting them by hand. The sooner we have that information, the better. We tried to get it before Super Tuesday, but they resisted, and they clearly intended not to have any recount completed before Super Tuesday. That's why they decided to wait until the Democrat.
So they're trying to make this like a moot point then, by waiting.
Well, not to have the results available to interfere with what has happened in South Carolina and what's going to happen next week with all of these machines that are being used everywhere. You know, so if we get information, and we do, I mean, we'll have very damaging information to come out of this. It's going to show it's just a joke.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's the fear.
And should not be, certainly not be used in the general election.
That's the major issue. If we can't trust the election process, then we have no election process. We do not have representative government. We have tyranny.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So that's why this is so important.
Yeah, it is. What do you know about this business? Fred, you mentioned the guys chasing the guys in the van with the ballot boxes.
Yeah, Bob, could you tell our listeners about Walter Reddy's experience?
Well, I know that as with Bev Harris, you know, what they're doing is picking up the ballots. They've got this white van under contract, these two guys, that go to a town, pick up the ballots, and drive them to Concord for the recount. And these two guys, their van is followed by the state police. The law says the state police shall pick up and deliver these. Well, I guess they're satisfying the law just by having a state police car following behind the white van that actually has the boxes in them.
So they're just following the letter
drive,
of the law.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
I had
this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this.
Okay, we're back. I don't know if Tim got cut off. This is Fred Smart. We're going to close out the show here with Bob Schultz. He was talking about Walter Reddy's experience trying to follow or chase or keep up with the white van driven by Butch and Hoppy, followed by the New Hampshire State Police. Bob, you still there?
Yes, Fred.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Fred.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, Tim, I just posed a question to Bob. We're going to wrap it up. He's going to just complete what he was saying.
That's great.
Yeah, it was just they were going 90 miles an hour, according to Walter, and corroborated by Beth. She had the same experience the week before. So I don't know why they would drive that fast down the interstates, whether it was to lose Walter, whether they were playing games. It's just a pretty serious act, though. Accidents do happen. So, anyway, that's Walter was keeping up with him, and he's done a pretty good job of bird dogging these ballots. And, of course, the issue there is the chain of custody.
Right, because if they have the opportunity to switch ballots, pull out the Ron Paul ballots, switch them for McCain or whoever else, then this goes to this question of, well, the machine counted everything correctly, and this is why you're pushing the issue of, well, yeah, but let's take a look at all the unaccounted for ballots and find out what's going on with them.
Hey Bob, mm-hmm. I'm going to just make one final comment because we're going to close out the show. Davos, mm-hmm. Switzerland, the World Economic Forum, one of the key leading questions that they were talking about is this concept worldwide of instant runoff voting.
Yeah.
And some of the top world leaders in these globalist circles are advocating the use of machines to basically track, if I want to choose my five top choices for president, I can list five people. And if my choice doesn't make it, my vote goes to my second choice, and my second choice doesn't make it, it rolls up to the third and the fourth and fifth. And basically, this whole initiative would completely take paper ballots off the table. There would be no more discussions, and it would be a total machine-based system. And you've got the likes of Bill Gates and George Soros and all the big leaders at the Davos World Economic Forum touting this. There's a massive PR campaign. It's called the Fair Vote, and I think this is sort of like the fair tax equivalent.
Well, the government has lots of organization, power, and money, of course. The people, it's very, very difficult for individuals and small groups to stand up to this. Organization is the key. There's no question in our mind we're doomed unless we the people can put a collective foot down. Unless we can get enough individuals on the same page, channeling our energy, if we don't begin to channel our energy, we're never going to develop the thrust needed to overcome a lot of this nonsense and to check it.
Okay.
So organization is the key.
Organization is the key. Collective footprint. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, Fred. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it, folks. Thanks for listening here to Seize Liberty. We'll be back next week at noon to 2 o'clock here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Seize Liberty. Carpe Libertas. And